This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump has fired his national security adviser, John Bolton, who served in that capacity since March 2018. The White House's deputy national security adviser, Charles Kupperman, will be acting in that role until the president names a replacement. In a tweet Tuesday, Trump thanked Bolton for his service and said he would name that replacement next week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed the issue today at a news conference.
I don't talk about the inner workings of how this all goes. We all give our candid opinions. There were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure. But that's true for lots of people with whom I interact. My mission set is always to make sure as I run the Department of State is to deliver America's diplomacy.
Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin was asked if Bolton's departure would mean a change in approach to Iran.
I would say Secretary Pompeo and myself and the president are completely aligned on our maximum pressure campaign. I think, you know, we've done more sanctions on Iran than anybody, and it's absolutely working. Now, the president has made clear he's happy to take a meeting with no preconditions, but we are maintaining the maximum pressure campaign.
Trump's announcement came just 90 minutes before Bolton was to appear alongside those two secretaries on the White House press room podium for a briefing. President Trump says his administration is discussing the possibility of granting residents from the hurricane-hit Bahamas temporary protected status. That's a short-term permission to reside in the United States. Temporary protected status has been granted in the past to people from Haiti, El Salvador, and Honduras in response to emergencies in those countries. Bahamian authorities say the death toll from last week's Hurricane Dorian is at 50, but they expect that number to rise as cleanup continues and more bodies are found. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The group of eminent experts on Yemen has